You are listening to episode 882. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day, customized around a weekly theme. And our theme this week is managing procrastination. And this is for a Friday's meditation. Every Friday, I also share with you an herbal tea because the herbs are powerful. You can use herbs in a similar way as you use meditation techniques. And also on Friday, I encourage you to create a meditation lifestyle. Bring your meditation ritual with you into your day-to-day life. And I share every day a meditation lifestyle technique. Well, that is for you this Friday. I encourage you to go out and have fun. It's usually the weekend for most people, but not for everybody. So you've worked hard all week. If you've been exploring this series the whole week, you've been working hard at managing procrastination as you meditate. So I encourage you to have fun, but I want you to have fun doing not something for entertainment. I want you to have fun doing something that's going to move you forward in whatever it is you want to pursue. Your goals, your big dream, your passion project. And I want to share with you an herb that can support you as you do this. The herb for this week, this theme that we're exploring, such an important one on how to push through procrastination. The herb is licorice root. And I selected this herb for you. As always, you want to check and make sure the herb won't harm you in any way, especially if you take other medication. Well, licorice root has been used for thousands of years, and it's also considered to be a guide herb, meaning that it often acts as a guide for other herbs to help them to do their job better. It enhances them to be more effective. So if you're working on reducing stress, you might want to try passion flower tea or skullcap tea and add a little licorice root to it. You can find licorice root, maybe not in your local grocery store, but maybe in your health food store and certainly online. Organic is always best. So you might want to explore licorice root. You can take licorice root on its own as well. It helps to support your adrenals. So if you're experiencing a lot of stress, you might need that extra adrenal support. It's also a great herb to help your skin, to support your skin health, and it's an overall nourishing type of herb. So I encourage you to venture out from whatever you're sipping and try sipping some of these herbs as long as you check and make sure that it's an herb that will support you. So now on Fridays, I also enjoy combining a couple meditation techniques that we've explored throughout the week. It's fun to do this. So as you're considering how to make your passion project, your dream, fun as you explore it, remember we've explored throughout this week how when you tap into your passion, your zest for life, whatever it was, the inspiration that helped you to come up with this idea or this project, tap into that same passion that gave you the idea to pursue this dream in the first place. And that can help you move past fear and anxiety and tension. when you get excited, and it helps you move right through those other emotions that can hold you back from taking action. And action is what it's all about when you pursue your passions and your dreams. So as you settle yourself into your meditation, or maybe you're listening to this as you do errands or stand in line at the grocery store, wherever you happen to be, it's all good. Straighten your spine. This helps to keep you alert if you're meditating. And you can close your eyes and keep them slightly elevated upward. This will help you to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And I'll share this technique with you, a few of the techniques we've explored throughout this week. If you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, you can find on my website at sipandom.com. It's SIPANDOM, sipandom.com. And I guide you through a meditation customized around these same techniques I share on the podcast. I just share it in a guided meditation there. And you can receive 2 weeks of meditations absolutely free. And for as little as 50 cents a day, you get a brand new guided meditation every day. So you can check that out there. Well, now as you settle yourself in and your body's beginning to relax, you're maybe noticing tension in your body and maybe shifting yourself around, breathing through that tension. Focus on your breath for a moment. So as you inhale and exhale through your nose, relaxing your stomach, letting it hang out. So one of the most important things you can do is to relax your stomach as you meditate. When you suck in your stomach, that creates anxiety in your body. And go ahead and inhale through your nose, a nice long inhale. Nice, even, long inhale. Not in a forced way, just in a natural way. Allow yourself to transition at your own pace, never forcing your breath. And hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And as you exhale, release your breath, breathing through tension you may feel in your body. Notice any tension, especially as you focus on your goals or your passions. You may notice some tension creep in. Maybe your jaw tightens or your shoulders scrunch up or your stomach tightens. You may feel pressure in your back. Breathe into this area. So inhale through your nose, this cool, refreshing air, nourishing your body. And hold the pause between the inhale and exhale. And as you exhale through your nose, evenly, gently, not letting your breath escape, just let it flow out of your nose. Focus on releasing tension in your body. You can repeat as you do your breathing technique the affirmation for this week. Fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Fear, anger, anxiety, self-doubt, I release you. Focusing on your breath, focusing on your goals, your passions, why you want to pursue this dream, how much it means to you, how it could improve your life, how you live your life, how you show up in your life, excited and connected. You could even lie down on the floor, your palms upward, just repeating fear, anxiety, anger, self-doubt, I release you. Noticing how you feel in your body and breathing through any tension that creeps in. Continue enjoying these beautiful sensations you're creating in your body. Continue in your meditation or bring this technique throughout your day. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.